Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Mystery Backroads. We're your hosts, Mike and Dan. And in this podcast, we will explore lesser-known stories, legends, people, and places of the Buckeye State. So buckle in, here we go.
Another edition of Ohio Mysteries Backroads. I'm Mike on this mic, that's Dan on that mic, and today we're going to travel the back roads of Ohio, and actually we're going to cover quite a bit of the state. We'll mention all the big cities like Cleveland, Cincinnati, Akron, Columbus, and other small places like Blue Ash, Nelsonville, Warren, and Worthington. In tonight's episode, we're going to talk about a bunch of Ohio's famous actresses who starred in many of the TV series that were broadcast in the 1960s, the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s. And we might even mention a few more from more recent years. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to hearing about all the actresses from Ohio.
Yeah, we're going to go all the way back to the early 60s, or maybe even into the late 50s. But just for a historical reference, we go all the way back to the silent film era. There are probably a few hundred actresses from Ohio. So today I thought we would just focus on the portion of actresses who had roles on so many TV shows in the second half of the 20th century. Like I said, during the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and into the 90s. But I wonder how many of the listeners who at the time they were watching these shows, they had no idea that they were watching dozens of actresses who were born in the state of Ohio.
Oh yeah. I bet you're spot on. And I think that's the key there, is the actresses that were born in Ohio.
Yeah. So let's start with a few from the 1950s and early 60s. We're just going to briefly mention their names and just talk a little bit about the show they were on and, you know, the few things they might've done. Other than the show, but it's a long list and we're going to get through them quickly though. So the first one would be Lola Albright, who was from Akron, and she starred on a show called Peter Gunn, which ran from 1958 to 1961. This was a little before my time, so I've never actually seen any episodes of this show, but I'm hoping some of our listeners have. And if you did, you might remember Lola playing the role of singer Edie Hart. Lola started out in radio on WAKR in Akron and then moved to WTAM in Cleveland before she headed out to Hollywood.
Mike, do you know if a lot of the actresses did that, kind of got their start in Cleveland and then made their way west to Hollywood?
Yeah, I guess Cleveland would have been the big city to go to get to Either, and then you go to either New York or you go to, like you said, to Hollywood. You know, maybe if you were looking for a country musical career, you might head south to Tennessee or something. But yeah, Cleveland seemed to be the well, Cincinnati was pretty big too. There were a lot of famous, and we'll get to them. There's a lot of famous actresses from Cincinnati too. So Cincinnati, Cleveland, those were the places where all the radio stations were, and a lot of the stars were coming out of that area, those areas.
And you know what, Mike? I think a lot of people, men and women, got their start in Cleveland radio. And Cleveland radio for a long time has had a strong presence as a media outlet in Cleveland.
Yeah, we'll probably do a podcast down the road about some of the famous radio DJs that came out of Cleveland. There are plenty of them. Even the TV stars that got their early starts in Cleveland. Guys, and people that are a little bit older like me will remember a guy named Soupy Sales. He did Cleveland for a little while. Casey Kasem was even a DJ in Cleveland for a little while before he did American Top 40. So yeah, Cleveland, Cincinnati, they were the places that a lot of stars got their start at.
Very cool.
Okay, so we covered Lola. Let's move on to Diane McBain. She was an actress from Cleveland, and she starred in the TV series Surfside 6, which was on between 1960 and 1962. Surfside 6 was about a Miami Beach detective agency that operated from a houseboat. Diane played the character of socialite Daphne Dutton. She got her start as a teen model in print and on TV. Diane guest starred on multiple TV shows in the 1960s, like Maverick, The Wild Wild West, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and even Batman. She also starred with Elvis Presley in the 1966 movie Spin Out.
Yeah, you know, I remember a lot of these. Again, I'm with you in terms of it was a little bit before my time, but I remember seeing a lot of these on reruns and things like that, and it seemed like Elvis always had a bunch of women dancing around him in all his movies. It's good to know Cleveland was represented too.
Yeah, there's a few women from everybody that has ever seen Young Frankenstein. Terry Garr from Lakewood, she was also a Elvis girl. She did a few dancing routines with him. So let's head into the 1960s, and we'll start with Kay Ballard. Also from Cleveland, Kay starred on a show called The Mother-in-Laws that aired from 1967 to 1969. The show was a comedy and also starred Eve Arden, and it was about Kay and Eve being neighbors, and the children ended up eloping, so they became in-laws. Kay was always determined to become an actress and refused to be discouraged by a high school teacher who rejected her for drama class, concluding she wasn't pretty enough.
Oh, wow. Boy, that's another level of rejection right there.
Can you imagine? You know, well, sorry, you're just not pretty enough to be in our drama class. Well, he proved him wrong.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yep. The next actress up is one who many people have never probably heard of, but I can almost guarantee you that if you're a Star Trek fan, you have heard her voice and even saw her act in the original series and also some of its spin-offs. Her name is Majelle Barrett, who was the wife of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry. Her roles included Nurse Christine Chapel in the original Star Trek and Laswana. I'm not sure how to say her name. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, so I think where it's Laswana Troy in Star Trek The Next Generation. Majelle's biggest contribution to the Star Trek franchise was supplying the voice of the ship's computer. She did this on all six Star Trek TV series and all the Star Trek films during her lifetime. Majelle was from Cleveland, and she was cremated, and her ashes were sent into space along with her husband Gene's ashes.
Oh, wow. I remember her, but I had no idea she was from Cleveland. That's a really cool story.
Yeah, she was really involved with the Star Trek franchise, doing a lot of voiceovers for them, like I said, with the computer. And she starred in two of them. I think she may have made guest star appearances on others. I'm sure all the Trekkies out there can tell us exactly who she is and what she was in. Okay, so let's go on to the next actress. She was from Cincinnati, and she is world famous. She acted, she danced, she sang for several generations of fans. Her name, of course, is Doris Mary Ann Kappelhoff. You know her better as Doris Day. She settled on the name Day when she was just getting her start in show business as a big band singer and was told by the band leader that she might want to shorten her name because Kappelhoff would be hard to fit on a marquee. Doris starred on a Doris Day show, which aired between 1968 and 1973. Interestingly, she didn't even know she was contracted to do the show until after her husband, Martin Melcher, who was her manager, had died. He signed her up for the show, died shortly thereafter without telling her. Doris was informed by CBS that her husband had committed her to do the show. So the story is that Doris's husband, Martin, and his business partner, Jerome Rosenthal, had squandered her earnings, leaving her deeply in debt. So Doris did the show, paid off her debts, and sued Rosenthal for the squandered earnings. A settlement was finally reached in 1979. I think she got about $9 million or something like that out of the deal.
Wow. Wasn't she... I think there was a lot of tragedy in her life, wasn't there? She was really famous, but she had all this horrible things happening to her behind the scenes. Am I thinking of the right person?
Yeah, and well, there's another story about Doris's, her adopted son, Terry. I think it was her adopted son, Terry. I think it was her husband's real son, Terry Melcher. He was in with Charles Manson.
Ooh.
Then the Beach Boys. I don't know if anybody, well, that's another podcast we can do. But Terry Melcher and the Beach Boys and Brian, I think it was not Brian Wilson, one of the Wilson brothers in the Beach Boys were all connected together. So we'll have to do a deep dive podcast into that down the road. So, okay. So that brings us to the late 1960s and we're going to head into the 70s and a show called Here Come the Brides, which starred singer Bobby Sherman and actor David Soul. David Soul just recently passed away, actually. And David Soul of Starsky and Hutch fame, that David Soul. The show Here Come the Brides was basically a comedy Western about importing marriageable women from the East Coast cities of the United States to Seattle in the 1860s, where there was a shortage of women. So one of the women on Here Come the Brides was a character named Essie Halliday, a school teacher. She was played by actress Mitzi Hogue, who was from North Olmsted, Ohio. Mitzi guest starred on many TV shows, including Bonanza, Three's Company, few others. She also had a reoccurring role on The Facts of Life as Natalie's mother. I never really watched The Facts of Life. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I didn't know she had a role on there until I did this research, actually.
Huh, that's interesting. I didn't know that either. I remember watching the show, but I don't remember her and saying, oh, yeah, she was in Cleveland.
Yeah, I remember watching Here Come the Brides, and I remember her character. Like I said, Essie Halliday. She was the school teacher, but she was like a real timid character, real shy.
Oh yeah, kind
of role she had on that show. So that was interesting. So let's move on to Marge Redmond. Do you know who she is, Dan?
Was she the actress that did the brawny, the quicker picker up?
No, not quite. But she did do a commercial, and we'll get into that in a second. Marge is known for her role on The Flying Nun, which starred Sally Field between 1967 and 1970. Marge played Sister Jacqueline. She was nominated for an Emmy for that role for the 1968 season. She guest starred on dozens of TV shows throughout the 70s, 80s, and 90s. But here we're getting to where the commercial she was in. She was best known for playing Sarah Tucker in a series of television commercials for Cool Whip during the 1970s. And actually, she was married to actor Jack Weston, who was also from Cleveland. Jack noted that her work as the Cool Whip lady required her to work 5 days a year and paid her six figures.
Wow, good money back then.
Good work if you can find it, huh?
Yep.
Yep. Next on the list is an Ohio actress who started her acting career very late in her life. She acted in little old lady roles, and her name was Mary Earle, who is from Morrow County and grew up in the Columbus area. She played the role of Maud Gormsley in 15 episodes of The Waltons in the mid-1970s. Get this. She made her film debut in 1967 at the age of 78. She also appeared in 5 episodes of Green Acres and guest starred on many shows like The Bob Newhart Show, Bewitched, All in the Family, and many others. In the 80s and 90s, she was a frequent guest on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember her. Wasn't she, like you said, she was kind of up there in years a little bit. But yeah, certainly a famous actress and certainly notable that she's from Cleveland.
Yeah, she's from Midwest Ohio, I believe, is actually where she was from. But yeah, if you saw her, you'd know her. All right, so we're going to move on to Diana Hyland, who played Joan Bradford on Eight is Enough. Not many people remember this, but Diana also portrayed Susan Winter in 59 episodes of the TV series Peyton Place in the late 1960s. Diana, who was from Cleveland Heights, co-starred with Dick Van Patten in Eight is Enough, but appeared in only 4 episodes. She was diagnosed with breast cancer while filming the series. The cancer spread and her health rapidly worsened. She was written out for the remainder of the first season and died 12 days after the first episode of Eight is Enough aired. She was seeing John Travolta at the time of her death, and it was reported that she actually died in Travolta's arms. She died in 1977, and she was only 41 years old.
Wow, what a horrible story. Have you ever heard of the singing group called The Waitresses? They were popular with Christmas wrappings. It's a seasonal song you hear.
Yes.
And The Waitresses, the lead singer, and I can't remember her name, also from Cleveland, also passed away from breast cancer, and tragically from breast cancer.
So can you believe we reached the 10th actress on our list? That actress would be LaWanda Page from Cleveland. You might know her as Aunt Esther on Sanford and Son during the run of the show from 1972 until 1979. Of course, the show starred Red Fox. And by the way, LaWanda was Red Fox's only choice to play Aunt Esther on the show. She played the same character, Aunt Esther Anderson, in 4 different series: Sanford and Son, 1972, Sanford Arms, 1977, Sanford, 1980, and Amazing Stories in 1985. LaWanda was the older sister of actress Lynn Hamilton, who portrayed Donna Harris, Fred's girlfriend on Sanford and Son.
You know, I really wasn't a huge Sanford and Son fan. I remember watching it and found it entertaining. But was this actress, did she always carry the handbag and was wearing a hat? Oh, okay, I know who you're talking about now.
She used to say, "Watch it, sucker."
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of cool, too, that her sister in real life played Fred Sanford's girlfriend on the show as well. And you never know they were sisters. They look completely different.
Huh, that is pretty cool.
So, yeah. So, Dan, do you remember the famous style of women's shorts called Daisy Dukes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, that's got an Ohio connection.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yes, and the Daisy Dukes style of shorts were made famous by actress Catherine Bach, who played Daisy Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard, which aired from 1979 until 1985. Catherine was from Warren, Ohio. She spent much of her childhood on a ranch in South Dakota. So there's an interesting story on how the Daisy Duke style of shorts came to be. When Catherine got the audition for the role, she asked if she could wear her own outfit, which was a homemade t-shirt and a pair of cut-off denim shorts and high heels, which the producers agreed to. Catherine actually had concerns about the appropriateness of the cut-off shorts at first, saying she could not wear them in a restaurant scene. When prompted by the producers to visit a restaurant across the street, Bach found the waitresses were wearing little miniskirts that matched the tablecloths. So after seeing that, she felt more comfortable with the shorts, and the style of cut-off denim shorts are now popularly known as Daisy Dukes, in reference to Bach's character, Daisy Duke, on the show. By the way, a little side note, Catherine's legs were insured for $1 million during the filming of The Dukes of Hazzard. Catherine also posed as Daisy Duke for a poster, and it sold 5 million copies.
Wow. But I bet the real money were on the Daisy Duke shorts, right?
Oh, God, shift, yeah.
If only she had a cut. No pun intended of those shorts.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's remember. Do you remember the TV show Taxi?
Of course.
Okay. You remember Andy Kaufman in the role of Latka?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm a big Andy Kaufman fan.
Okay, good. Well, then, all right. So on that show, an actress from Cleveland named Carol Kane had a reoccurring role as his wife, Simca, in 17 episodes. Do you remember Simca?
Didn't she have kind of a squeaky voice?
Yeah. Yes, she did. Carol won 2 Emmy Awards for her role as Simca. She was also a main cast member on the Netflix series Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt from 2015 through 2020. And currently, she also had a reoccurring role on Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Personally, I loved her in the 1979 movie When a Stranger Calls. What a great movie that was.
Yeah, and wasn't she in other stuff too? I remember seeing her in movies and TV shows, but maybe it's those ones that I'm looking at. But yeah, I always liked her. She was pretty cool.
Yeah, very pretty, very pretty woman. All right, so that brings us to a TV show that aired in the 1980s called It's a Living. The show was set in a high-class restaurant called Above the Top at the Bonaventure Hotel in Los Angeles. This show, It's a Living, aired for 2 seasons and 27 episodes on ABC from 1980 to 1982, then returned for 4 seasons and 93 episodes between 1985 and 1989. Incredibly, the show starred 2 actresses who were born in Ohio, Marion Mercer and Barry Youngfellow. Let's start with Marion Mercer, who played the humorless supervisor and restaurant hostess, Nancy Beebe. Marion was from Akron. Before It's a Living, she had several recurring roles on a handful of shows like Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, its sequel, Forever Fernwood. She was on St. Elsewhere, Empty Nest. She had guest starring roles on many TV shows like The Dom DeLuise Show, The Wacky World of Jonathan Winters, The Sandy Duncan Show, The Andy Williams Show, Love American Style, Archie Bunker's Place, Mama's Family. I mean, the list goes on. Love Boat, Benson, The Golden Girls, Murder, She Wrote, Touched by an Angel, Suddenly Susan, and many others.
Wow, very prolific.
Yeah. The other actress to appear on It's a Living was Barry Youngfellow, who portrayed waitress Jan Hoffmeyer on the show. She appeared in numerous TV shows in the 1970s and 80s, including Policewoman, Emergency, The Streets of San Francisco, Fernwood Tonight, WKRP in Cincinnati, many more, The Jeffersons, Three's Company, Barney Miller. Barry played a doctor in the 1978 sitcom AES Hudson Street, but the series lasted only 5 episodes. In 1990, she was cast in the pilot episode of Blossom, in which she played actress Mayim Bialik's mother, but she did not return when the show was picked up by NBC. By the way, Marion Mercer and Barry Youngfellow, along with just a few other cast members of It's a Living, starred in every episode of the show, which included the original run in the early 80s and the second go-around of the show in the late 1980s.
Yeah, I think I remember watching that a little bit, but again, she was another really prolific actress and who was involved in a lot of different TV shows.
Yeah, they both of them were very prolific during the 70s, 80s, and 90s, doing a lot of TV shows, a lot of TV work. Okay, so that brings us to an actress named Hersha Parody, an actress who recently passed away, by the way, just last year. She was from Berea, Ohio, and Hersha was cast as Alice Garvey on Little House on the Prairie for 3 seasons between 1977 and 1980. She guest starred on several TV shows in the 1970s, like Mannix and The Waltons, but her best work was on the stage, where she won 3 Best Actress Awards. She also starred in many after-school specials and movies of the week.
Oh, yeah, Little House on the Prairie. I think I remember her. I really enjoyed that show.
Yeah, I never watched it a lot, but it was on for a long time.
Well, okay. I grew up on a prairie, so that helped me relate.
Is that what it was? Okay. Well, that probably would do it. So let's move into the 1990s and into the 2000s, and we'll find some very talented Ohio actresses who were starring in TV series during this time period. Let's start with Patricia Heaton, who played Deborah Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond between 1996 and 2005. She also played Frankie Heck on The Middle between 2009 and 2018. Patricia was from Bay Village, and her father was Chuck Heaton, a sports writer for the Cleveland Plain Dealer for many years. I read his columns every day. Her brother was also a well-known writer for the Plain Dealer, who was known as the Minister of Culture. He recently passed away a year or two ago.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was a big fan of everybody you mentioned. Chuck Heaton, read him every day. And he was one of those guys you could count on to kind of tell you the truth about Cleveland sports.
Yeah.
At least he was entertaining. And it was he was passionate. You knew he knew his stuff.
Yep. He's even mentioned in one of the episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And Michael Heaton,
the Minister of Culture, yep.
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to meet him a couple times. Solid, cool guy. Just, you could tell he'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's sad that he passed away.
It sure is.
Yep. Okay, so let's move on to Amy Yazbek from Blue Ash, Ohio. Played Casey Chappell on the TV series Wings from 1994 until 1997. She was married to actor John Ritter at the time of his death. She also starred in many films. Men in Tights comes to mind. Mel Brooks' Men in Tights. I can't remember the role she had on the show, but she was in that movie. She quite a story being married to John Ritter. And after his death, she filed a few lawsuits, and she tried to do some work for raising awareness for what his cause of death was as far as his heart and so forth. She's done a lot of work with that.
Huh. Interesting. Now, I'd heard he was absolutely one of the nicest guys you could ever meet in your whole life.
Yeah. And from what I hear, he had a great marriage to Amy, and they had several kids. I think one of his sons is an actor now. I think. Can't remember his name though.
Well, it's good to hear that she's kind of keeping up the good fight.
Yeah. She's made a lot of, like I said, an awareness of, I can't remember exactly what he died from, something with his heart, but she does a lot of, fundraising for that particular cause of what his cause of death was.
That's really cool of her.
So let's move on to actress Kelly Waymire, who was from Columbus, and she had a reoccurring role in the HBO series 6 Feet Under, playing Melissa in season 2. She also played the role of Elizabeth Cutler in several episodes of Star Trek Enterprise in 2001 and 2002. She did a lot of guest starring roles. She was on Seinfeld, a few other shows. She died. She also had a heart condition too that she passed away from very young age. I think she was in her 30s or something. So we still have so many actresses to talk about. So I'm just going to speed this up a bit and name the following actresses in the TV shows they starred in.
Cool. Go for it.
Okay. So here we go. We got Sarah Jessica Parker from Nelsonville. Was Carrie Bradshaw on that show, Sex in the City. Deborah Winger, mostly known for her movies, An Officer and a Gentleman and Terms of Endearment, played Maggie Bennett on the Netflix series The Ranch from 2016 until 2020. Monica Potter from Cleveland, who I believe was in the original Saw movie, played Lori Coulson on Boston Legal from 2004 until 2008. And Kristen Braverman on Parenthood between 2010 and 2015. Linda Porter from Cleveland played Myrtle in Superstore from 2015 until 2019. Maggie Grace, who you might remember for her role in the film Taken, played Shannon Rutherford on Lost between 2004 and 2010. She's from Worthington. Also from Worthington is Rachel Harris, who was cast in the role of Linda Martin on Fox's and later Netflix, Lucifer, between 2016 and 2021. We have Isabella Merced from Cleveland, who played C.J. Martin on Nickelodeon's 100 Things to Do Before High School. Lily Reinhart, also from Cleveland, played Betty Cooper on a CW series, Riverdale. So I know of at least 4 actresses from Northeast Ohio who were season cast members on Saturday Night Live. From Cleveland, we have Denise Dillon, who was a Saturday Night cast member from 1980 until 1981. Vanessa Bayer from Orange was a cast member from 2010 to 2017. Molly Kearney, also from Cleveland, joined the Saturday Night Live cast in 2022. And another Molly, Molly Shannon from Shaker Heights, was a cast member from 1995 to 2001.
Wow, that's quite an impressive list.
Isn't it? So many women from Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about our final actress, Gates McFadden from Akron. Gates starred in Star Trek: The Next Generation. And if you were paying enough attention, you might have noticed that Gates is the third Ohio actress we've mentioned that is part of the Star Trek franchise and its many TV series. The first was Michelle Barrett, who starred in several Star Trek series, including the original. The second actress was Kelly Waymire, who starred in Star Trek Enterprise.
Pretty cool. So a lot of Ohio actresses with ties to the TV show Star Trek.
Yep. So we just named 28 actresses from Ohio who starred in dozens of TV series throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and into the 2000s. Many are still living, and many of them are deceased. Some were cremated, and some of their ashes remain with family and friends. Some are buried in other states around the country. But a few are buried in Ohio. You can visit Mary Earls, who was from the Waltons, at Greenlawn Cemetery in Columbus, and Hersha Paraday from Little House on the Prairie is at Sunset Memorial Park in North Olmsted, Ohio.
Wow, that's fantastic, Mike. What a great episode.
Yeah, there's the whole list. There's even more actresses we didn't even talk about. This was, like I said at the beginning, this was TV series. We mentioned a few movies, but we could go into so many actresses that were in movies that were from Ohio. And maybe that'll be another podcast down the road.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, very, very well researched, very well written, and absolutely impressive. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope everyone enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to hear more like it, head over to OhioMysteries.com. With over 500 podcasts to choose from, there's sure to be one that's going to keep you captivated. I'm Dan, and I can be found at YouTube at North Coast History and Haunts. My partner Mike can be found at Facebook at Too Late for Autographs.
The Battle of Waterloo was one of the most famous turning points in world history. But what happened next? My name's David Montgomery, and I'm the host of The Siecle, a history podcast that tackles exactly that. Join me as I cover France's overlooked century in between Napoleon and World War I. The Siecle, spelled S-I-E-C-L-E, is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and can be found wherever you get podcasts.